Ding, 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 and welcome to Men in the Ring, and I'm joined out of Northern Africa by Matt. Matt and I have been in the mental health field for 10 plus years apiece. Matt's still counting. Matt's a former professional kickboxer and boxer, and that is where we derive our analogy of men fighting in the ring, asking people to keep their mental health and issues of life in the ring and keep working on them. So, Matt, what's up, man?
Not much. How are you doing, Sean?
Oh, not so bad. Not so bad. Yeah, we're topic for today is going to be going through life while being exhausted. And this is typically like a pretty exhausting time of year for my line of work being in this season, but it's actually, so far our staffing has been really really high quality, so it hasn't been haven't been taxed too terribly bad yet, so that's a big deal.
Nice. Will they be able to keep that through the season, or is that
don't know
not worse, but
we'll see. I mean, most likely not, which is fine, because, I mean, everyone's mentally prepared to just have work long, grueling hours. But so far, it's nice that the weather's been good, too, because last year started snowing and driving around on snow all day. With long hours, that starts really grinding
the
emotional energy down. How's your energy level?
My energy level right now is pretty good. Kind of really goes week to week right now. Like one week it's up, next week it's down, and I don't really, not really sure what exactly that is. So,
well, you're pretty, you've been able to string together a nice little run of weeks and months of consistent workouts between jiu-jitsu and running, correct?
Yeah. So, we're around 4 months now, 3-4 months.
Well, yeah, that's definitely going to provide energy. My assumption is that those down weeks are catch-up, like physical catch-up weeks is my assumption.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because your body's still adjusting, you're pushing it a little further here and there. And although you're getting into shape, likely you're still catching up here and there. And that can leave you in a deficit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. Yeah. Good enough. Not too bad. Good. I was kind of inspired by my son about this topic today, because he's just on the ski team, and that's, they're a pretty badass team. They take their things very seriously. They're amazing coaches who've like been there, done that, and like just challenging them physically, which is awesome. Can't say the same for every other program athletically in our little town, but
yeah.
These coaches kicked the shit out of these kids, which is what they, you mean, it's awesome. I was obviously prepared to compete. But yeah, so like he's like just downed, like drained and stuff like that. So then it's kind of feeding into other things as far as like not being able to control his thoughts and feeling a little like down, like emotionally and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, so you could chat about that last night or whatever. Trying to take care of yourself physically so that you have enough energy to fight like these other little thought battles, the emotional battles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which you, as a father of multiple kids, know what getting run down feels like.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of it, you know.
Yeah. Well, even more so when your kids are smaller, you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
You ever run into that when you're younger, training for your pro fights, and obviously putting yourself through pretty strenuous things, or were you just mentally locked in because you're that young then?
I was just more mentally locked in, like, so I'll just keep going. I didn't know any better.
Right.
You know, like, you just don't know. So it's just like, oh, yep, I do what you tell me to do.
Right.
Maybe not necessarily knowing exactly why or what's going on, but
mm-hmm.
pushing through it.
Yeah, I don't remember getting too terribly run down where it affected me. Probably in high school a little bit, but in college, I started to figure it out a little bit. You know, you got 3 workout days getting ready for spring training baseball, and it's exhausting, but I guess you kind of know it's a time of, it's a season or whatever, you know? So even if you are kind of feeling like, blah, you know, it's temporary, you're not, you know, sometimes you get caught in that head space where it's like, oh, this is how life is now, even though it's like a 2-day, like, you know, tired spell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, so
what do you do to push through that stuff when you get too tired? When you get tired and
honestly, this sounds so stupid, but I drink more water. I think people are constantly dehydrated and don't know it. That's probably the most simple thing. But the funny thing about that is it's really hard. Like this season right now, it's cooler by me, you know? Yeah. Really hard to force myself to drink water, which is, as an athlete or a former athlete, like I know it was number one, like, thing, you know. It's like, but knowing it and doing it is like 2 totally different things. Getting better sleep. I'm kind of a night owl, and even last night I stayed up like a half hour too long, and I'm like, what the bleep are we doing right now? Like, I know this is gonna like affect me negatively tomorrow, you know. It's like, yeah, getting more sleep and drinking more water. Those 2 things are a big deal, which seems kind of like simplistic, but seems to work.
If it works, then it makes sense.
Maybe, yeah. Sometimes, like, I might dial into, like, read a little, like, scripture here and there. You know, like,
yeah.
Sometimes that's like a mind calming, like a soul calming thing where it's like, kind of feels like a little centered a bit more, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you read stuff you just don't understand, which is pretty common reading the Bible, obviously, if you're honest with yourself.
More often than not, though, like, I need to, when that happens, like, I need to take the nap, like, or nap or get a break, because
mm-hmm.
if I don't, like, I don't do well.
mm-hmm.
Like, I can be aware that I'm tired, and I can be aware that I'm maybe hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that awareness does not stop me from snapping.
Being an asshole.
Like, I know. It's just like, stop asking me 40 times, well, this or this, like, leave me alone. Like,
yeah, it's like a lack of patience or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, and I'm know it comes across as short and like, oh, he's dad's douchebag. But like,
you know, there's a problem and you know, you should be dialing yourself down, but you can't really do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I know exactly.
This is you, but your best bet is just to leave me alone.
Your mouth is moving right now, and try not to let it anymore.
Yeah, so I don't. I don't know if it helps, but it's just real. Like, I need to do something to take care of myself, whether it's eat or sleep. Those are the two big ones that like, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely remember, especially when my kids were younger, you know, and like a Saturday morning after a long work week or whatever, and get up and doing whatever, and like, I gotta lay down for like 20 more minutes or else this shit is not gonna work. Like, I can tell already, like, I'm losing my mind for no good reason, you know?
Yeah.
The toast got a little. The toast
mind got on a mindless task, was like work. Like, I could do that. If it was like, oh, I'm just going to continue to work, I can do it. But like, I don't know what it is. So.
Yeah, it's usually when there's some sort of consternation that occurs, or everything else, or everything seems like a bit of a struggle when it doesn't necessarily need to be.
Yeah.
I find that happening for myself. Hmm. How about for you as an athlete, besides napping, is there anything that you do like, you kind of struggled with nutrition as a high level athlete, didn't you, or no?
Yeah, like I was fine during like the build up to a fight, but any other time, I was not doing well.
Like, weren't you famous for like eating a whole large family size of gummy bears?
I've eaten a lot of gummy bears. Yeah. A lot of gummy bears, Mountain Dew. Like, but like the 6-8 weeks before a fight, I wouldn't do it. But the moment that fight was over, like, there we go. You just gained 20 pounds.
So, what was it hard for you to consume the water you needed like lead up to fights? So do you have to work at that, or is that pretty easy for you?
That's actually pretty easy for me.
Okay.
Mainly because like I would drink a lot of soda, right? And so as soon as I stopped, like, I would just switch over to drinking water, and I'd drink more water.
Right.
So it was just, so it wasn't that big, it wasn't that hard of a switch.
Yeah. Nice.
I think now it's more about eating right where I'm at now physically. Like if I eat right.
Your body processes things all different now, right?
Yeah. Like if I ate a bunch of sugar right now, like my body would shut down.
Like, yeah, I remember you saying that a couple of months ago. I guess I never really heard of stuff like that.
Yeah. So, yeah. It was funny because, like, it was shut down for a little bit, but then I won't be able to sleep at night.
Like,
oh. It's like, oh, man. Like,
that's the worst of all.
Yeah.
Combinations, really.
Yeah, so like beer, whiskey, those things, not good.
Oh, keep me
up all night.
Well, I guess you gotta smoke weed, huh?
You know, I haven't gone to that point, but I guess, put those together.
I've heard some people that I know that have those issues, and they like the old wacky weed or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Another thing that I know, like, I'm going to try to be, like, working with my kid is I think it's a pretty common thing, too. Your kids are probably just a little too young for this, but, like, high school, middle school age, right now, there's all these devices and everything, all this brain candy around, and you know, you have a loving family around you a lot of the day, but then you could still somewhat feel isolated if, like, you don't have the willpower to be like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with my dad and mom, or my mom right now, or my dad right now. It, you know, this little bit of device Brain Candy is what's got me. This is where I actually want to be right now.
Yeah.
And then you can't like serve your needs or of like relationship and hanging out with people that are really beneficial, you know. But you're too young to recognize that struggle. So then you're just like feeling a little bit isolated or not getting emotional support that you need, you know.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah, I've been learning this interesting point as we're having this conversation, like about emotional maturity. And just it's the ability to do the things that you don't want to do, that you know, like controlling your emotions and your desires enough to doing the things that you don't want to necessarily do.
Uh-huh.
Right. Which that's probably pretty offensive, actually, now that I think about saying it like that. Right.
Offensive. Like, well, no, yeah, it's like, offensive. It's just hilarious.
Well,
doing what's healthy about, like, for you is offensive now. It's great.
Well, like you do the things that you don't want to do. Like, whose fault is that? It's my fault, right? Yeah. Like, if I don't do the things that I want to do or that I should do, it's my fault.
Right.
Right. And it's hard to do those things. So we were having this conversation a couple of weeks ago and it's changed a little bit, but that point of doing the things that you don't want to do is a mark of emotional immaturity. Like, man.
Yeah, that's something I've been like kind of learning the last few years of like actually doing things that I on purpose that I'm not really interested in doing.
Yeah.
Like learning new things or, you know, running, which is not like a long distance run, which is something I've hated my entire life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of things like, you know, being disciplined with food or limiting other things like screen time or something that you usually enjoy or allow yourself an overabundance of.
Which, yeah.
Yeah, so you calling that emotional maturity, huh? Where you're able to decide to limit your self?
No, like it's just something I've been reading and studying about, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's anything like the jumping out at you so far, or did you, is that what you already addressed?
No, nothing.
Stuff you've already kind of understood?
I guess I'd never put it in that verbiage before or thought of it necessarily like that, you know.
Like what?
Like, well, emotional maturity. I'm like, oh, yeah, it needs to be mature. But, like, what is actual maturity? Like,
oh, I see what you're saying. Sure.
You know, like.
You say the word mature, but what are the actions that cause? Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing that's actually making you mature?
Right.
Like, so why do I say, like, oh, there's a lot of boys, but not necessarily a lot of mature men, right? Like, what is that implying?
Right.
Like, it's implying something.
Yeah, it's implying that's implying a lack of self-sacrifice.
Yeah. Sacrifice. I mean, there's a lot of things there.
Mm, yeah.
So, but that's one of them. Not taking responsibility, not doing the things that you should do, need to do, are responsible for. And so you're not emotionally mature to do the things that you're supposed to do or need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you do the things that you just want to do, like play video games or, yeah.
Yeah. Let someone else take care of my kid.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about it probably a year, year or so ago, like Peter Pan syndrome, you know?
Yeah. But what is that Peter Pan syndrome again?
Like, it's the kind of the issue with generation right now, this generation of not taking responsibility, not ever having to take responsibility
for things. Never really having to grow up.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's actually, to bring it all the way back around to the conversation with my son last night, it's like, I'm like, yeah, you know, you're getting older, like, life sucks. I mean, life gets harder. There's a loss of innocence, you know.
Yeah.
But can also be better too when you overcome, you know, larger things and like work through tougher things. Yeah, being an adult is not that easy. It's hard.
Yeah.
But it also makes the simplicity and the good things in life, you can appreciate it more at that point then. Yeah. Well, cool. What should we talk about next week? Yeah, maybe something that would be kind of like on the same theme. I don't think anybody would argue this would help anybody at any given time. Talk, you know, can just give some personal examples of how we've failed in these areas and you know, push through or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's been Men in the Ring for this week. Like, subscribe, share with a friend, and appreciate your time. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Men in the Ring.